We actually did a symposium at ASH that you were part of, and we had a couple really cool Hodgkin cases. The two cases that we presented that you might remember that there was a lot of debate about, one was an elderly woman who was previously healthy. I think she was in her 80s, but was totally debilitated by Hodgkin lymphoma presenting with severe B symptoms. And there was a lot of debate, you know, and brought up this whole issue of management of the very elderly. I don't know how often you see that. And I think of that because, of course, people think about checkpoint inhibitors and bevacizumab in the frail older patient. Although in that case, I recall there was some sentiment that a patient like that ought to get chemotherapy. But any thoughts about the older frail patient like the one we presented?
Yeah, so we know Hodgkin lymphoma is a very curable lymphoma for some patients, but in order to cure them right now, we still think that they need to be able to tolerate the chemotherapy that's previously been shown to be curative, which is a drug combination like ABVD. And the reality is, for that rarer patient that presents who is very elderly, and this patient that you're describing in their 80s, it is really hard to give 6 cycles of ABVD to that patient. So I think it's really logical to explore other possibilities. You know, the literature does have some sort of watered-down chemotherapy versions for older patients, but I don't think we have a lot of data to know whether or not that's going to offer a cure to patients down the road. And given the real benefit of some of these novel agents in Hodgkin lymphoma and, you know, their relative good side effect profile, I think it does make sense if you admit that there's no way you can get this kind of patient through the standard type of ABVD, then I think these novel agents become very desirable as a way to try and keep control over the disease, get benefit, put that patient into hopefully a nice response by minimizing the side effects while you do it. And we don't know the long-term potential of these drugs in the upfront setting.
Any specific regimen? A number of regimens were discussed. Some people were talking about bevacizumab alone, bevacizumab with chemo like DTIC, bevacizumab and checkpoint inhibitor alone. Any particular approach you've taken?
No. So, you know, again, working in Canada in my own clinic, it's a challenge to obtain some of these drugs in the upfront setting. Brentuximab is one of the drugs that I can get for my patients upfront if I declare them to be not a candidate for chemotherapy. So that's probably the drug that I've used the most in this kind of a setting as a single agent. And, you know, as I said, I've seen some really nice durable responses with really minimal side effects using it upfront in a palliative way. But in terms of those other combinations that you're talking about, I think we're starting to see the data emerge. They all seem very rational, with the goal here being to try and get something effective to keep the lymphoma under control and minimize the side effects. But none of them have been compared against each other. So again, I think it's going to need to be a very individual approach, need to think about the patient, need to think about what their comorbidities are. We do have concerns about brentuximab and neuropathy. So if it's a patient with underlying neuropathy from other causes, you probably want to avoid that drug, in which case the PD-1 inhibitor would be much more attractive. But right now, we don't have a way of comparing those. I think they're all making a whole lot of sense, but it's probably going to be a matter of individualizing it on a patient-by-patient basis.